There are a lot of people in government, and I've spoken with a lot of people in a lot of agencies, also including state and local governments. Everyone wants to get the job done. Everyone is eager to do so because there's now the spirit of some real empowerment with via this open government directive and so on. The deal is that there are people, especially people at the Web Managers Council, are trying to figure out what are the impediments to getting the job done? What are the impediments to actually getting good customer service going? So what I'm doing is trying to find out what are those things. And as awkward as it seems, I'm trying to do a little cheerleading to help out. For example, I hear that right now, if you want to provide good customer service, you got to ask people, what's next? How do you do that? But there's this thing called the Paperwork Reduction Act, which used to be a good idea, but who knows how it gets in the way right now. I don't know. I'll talk to people. I'll do what I can, which in many cases involves keeping my mouth shut. But the deal is that, again, a lot of people want to do the job. They want to do it right. They're reaching out. And I want to do what it takes. But again, I have to do so in this relatively quiet way. I'm talking now, but what you're going to see is only the tip of the federal iceberg. And so I'm working with people, many of whom are my fellow nerds. And, well, as you've already seen, I don't care much about dignity. So I'll, if it means cheap laughs to get the message out, I'll do what it takes. On that partial note, I'll only conclude, free the nerds. And for those of you who get it, you know what this means.
And I remember 2.5 years ago when I first saw you speak in this environment. You came to Washington and you said, "Free the nerds." What does that mean? Has that phrase evolved? Does it mean something differently today, 2.5 years later, than it did back then?
Then and now, it means whatever, however a nerd would interpret it. The deal is, again, that people of goodwill in organizations everywhere want to do the job. They know what's going on if you're in the rank and file, not just nerds, but everyone. People in the rank and file of any organization know what's going on and know how to do it better and just need a means of telling the boss that and then need to get some commitment from management to make that happen. That's in the public sector and the private sector. Turns out it matters in large organizations, meaning above 150 people or so. That's the Dunbar number. The idea is that, you know, in the past, and even when I was at IBM, you know, years ago, long time ago, we had suggestion boxes. And in some companies like IBM, they were taken seriously. Well, in agencies like Veterans Affairs and HHS, they're using these so-called employee ideation tools. These are basically discussion boards where people can refine ideas together, and then they can vote up or down good ideas or bad. The deal, again, is that people on the front line of any organization know what's going on and know how to do it better. And these employee ideation tools, whether it's user voice or idea scale or town hall, there's a whole bunch of them now. But the deal is that individuals can talk about what matters, what's going on, how to do it better. You just need commitment from the boss to make things happen. And frankly, I'm involved in several efforts, and I'm a nerd, I speak literally, several efforts at Veterans Affairs, again, marginally involved at HHS. I'll be gone from this conference during lunchtime to visit another agency. And the deal is real stuff is happening. That's the deal with the gag, free the nerds. Again, real stuff is happening, but it's a human thing. That doesn't change. For the most part in organizations, people want to do a better job, and what they need are a way to organize to do it, and they need management commitment. I'm talking here to the Dilberts in any organization, people who want to do the job and who haven't been beaten down yet. They haven't given up like the Wallies of this world. And what I'm doing is appealing directly to the Alpha Dilberts. These are people who have risen in their organizations, public or private sector. They've learned to work the system and just need to be reminded why they're there. And so I'm talking to a lot of these Alpha Dilberts quietly and seeing what it, how I can help. Sometimes it means going away, you know, and because they're already doing the job. Sometimes it means quietly chatting.
One last question from me, and then I'm going to get a question or two from those people because they're smart. One of the things that I think has been very beneficial that you've done is raise the visibility of some of the good things that are going on in government. And so often, and perhaps it's us, the media's fault, we like to always focus on the bad stuff. You've actually said, hold on, there's really innovative stuff. People are actually trying new things. When you travel the country, when you talk to folks out there, my sense is folks don't often see or hear that. And do you share that as you're talking to folks? Do they get what folks are trying to do?
Yeah. The deal is that people are doing great stuff in a lot of places, government and private sector. And, you know, if you're doing good, solid work, if you're getting the job done, and there's no drama there, you know, that's not a story as people commonly perceive it. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it is. I have a little bit of a voice, and now and then I can talk other people into passing the message on. So if good stuff's happening, well, my email address really is craig@craigslist.org. Tell me what's going on. I will probably ask you to keep it brief, since if you look at my blog, that's cnewmark.com, along cross-post on Huffington Post and so on. As a writer, I kind of suck. So send me something brief. What I'll do is probably quote you and link to your stuff. But the deal is that people are doing good, solid work in a whole bunch of areas. And, you know, if you're doing good, solid work as people normally perceive it, that's not a story. But again, as a guy who's entering my dotage, I realize that it's the good, solid work that makes things happen in this world.